Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Well, hey, everyone. It's great to have you with us today in our Overflow series, Isaiah 61. Grab your Bibles. Let's get into it. I'm really believing that God's going to speak to you today. And I really feel that in this season, God has been doing great things, not because of us, but because of His Spirit. And so here we go. Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for despair. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair. Great truths, great ways of living. They resonate with us. They are great words to sing. But the question is, who is the beauty for ashes for? Who is the oil of joy for mourning for? Who is the praise instead of despair for? Well, we read it right here. See, God is so good. This whole passage maps out a whole range of things that we can see God move and provide in our lives. When you're brokenhearted, when you're poor, when you're a prisoner, when you're in battle, when you lose out, this whole passage is about God anointing people to see Him come through in people's lives. But beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair, it is actually sent by God in this passage for people who are in loss. When you lose, when you feel robbed of, when you're in grief, when you're in mourning, that's when God shows up. See, grief is intense sorrow, usually around someone's death or something very personal to our hearts and lives being lost from us. Today, I want to speak about grief. I want to speak about how grief is important to God and not something that He for one moment dismisses in your life. When you feel like you lose, when you feel like you miss out, when you are in grief, when you are in mourning, when you feel like you are in loss, I want you to know that God isn't waiting for you to get over it. God isn't waiting for you to walk this thing through. God is right there, absolutely with you, and absolutely has everything you need to get through your grieving season. C.S. Lewis in A Grief Observed said, "No one ever told me that grief felt so much like fear." Winnie the Pooh said, How lucky I am to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard." You've got to have a Marvel quote in all of this. And in WandaVision, Vision says, what is grief if not love persevering?" Grief is something we all feel. Maybe it's something that you're feeling at the moment. I think grief is something, it's a scalable thing. Sometimes grief can be very small in this moment, and sometimes grief can take decades to process. In John 16, 20, it says, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and you will mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy." Grief is natural and grief is normal. The reason I say that is to say to you that if you are grieving, if you feel like you've lost in this season, it is normal what you're feeling. It is natural what you're feeling. That's why God makes it such a priority in Isaiah 61 to tell us that when you're grieving, His anointing is here for us. Last year as a church, we gave a miracle offering to Beyond Blue. And in studying for today, I jumped on the Beyond Blue website and I read through, and part of what they actually serve and work with people around is grief. And this is what they write. "Grief might be the loss of a loved one, a relationship, a pregnancy, a job, a pet, a way of life. It might be children leaving home, a separation. Grief is expressed in many ways and it can affect every part of your life. They say it can affect your emotions, thoughts and behavior, beliefs, physical health, your sense of self and identity, and your relationships with others. Beyond Blue says grief can leave you feeling sad, angry, anxious, shocked, regretful, relieved, overwhelmed, isolated, irritable, or numb. I don't know about you, but I have felt loss in this season at the moment. I personally have a sense of loss. No matter when you feel loss, it's important to remember that your loss, your grief, your mourning is important to God, and He has the anointing you need for this season. God gives the people grieving in Zion many things, and He gives them exactly what they need. Today, I want to talk about some things that God gives us when we're mourning. God gives us when we sometimes can't even describe it, but we would ultimately come down to, yeah, I feel like I'm grieving. I feel like I'm lost. I feel like something's been taken from me. And God says, I've got exactly what you need because I'm with you in this season. Number one is God gives us peace. He says to the people in Zion, I've got anointing for you and I'm going to give you the crown of beauty instead of ashes. I'm going to put a crown of beauty on your head instead of ashes. What happens when we're grieving? You and I know that our mind becomes a swirling world of thoughts, a whole battlefield of thoughts and reasoning and trying to understand and frustration that you don't understand, thinking through scenarios, thinking through conversations, a whole wild range of emotions swirling around. And that's why it comes out in anxiety and irritation, stress and depression, and a whole range of things. What goes on in our mind is absolutely incredible. And that's why God says, on your head, I'm going to give you a crown of beauty. We're not going to just deal with heart. We're going to deal with head. We're going to deal with what goes on in your mind, what goes on in your soul, what goes on in your thinking. And we're going to teach and train and minister right to what's going on up here. See, the people in Zion in their mourning, they would pile ashes on their head. They would pile ashes on their head as a reminder to others and a reminder to themselves that they were in grief. And God says, I want to take away the very thing that you've put on your head to signify mourning, and I'm going to replace that with a new thing on your head, and it is a crown of beauty. I want to be the king of what goes on in your mind. God says, I'll give you something better to place on your head that will signal not what you've lost, but what in this you will gain. In Philippians 4, 7 to 8, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I remember in our journey to have our little beautiful girl, Suki, who this week turned 5 and is already asking when she turns 6. But I remember in that journey, Tam and I was a whole roller coaster. But in the middle of it all, we had 2 miscarriages. And both miscarriages happened when I was away preaching in a couple of our campuses. And I remember her calling me and having to go to the doctor and just that whole emergency and the whole distress and the whole pain. And I remember just feeling so helpless and so overwhelmed with my personal loss, my fear for Tam, my worry for how this is going to pan out, and just feeling so, in some ways, isolated and alone. I felt numb in it all. I felt like I don't understand how this is happening. I don't understand how to match this up with the goodness of God that I've seen and I know and I read about and I have confidence in, matching that up with my personal tragedy and feeling the incredible wave of grief that came over my life, and my mind would start to race. My mind was coming up with different scenarios, different answers, different problems. Or what if this? What if this? What if I'd done this? What if this happens? Swirling, swirling, swirling. And I come to Philippians 4 that says, hey, let the peace of God, which transcends, surpasses, which is higher than all you understand, Phil. And in those moments, you feel God bring peace. Sometimes we shouldn't try to understand, but we should try to find God. See, in those seasons, I could keep piling on ash, piling on the grief in my mind, piling on the mourning, and I'm feeling enough already before I put more on. And God says, you're feeling something very normal, feeling something very natural, feeling something very legitimate, but rather than pile on more in your mind that will load you up more, how about we replace that with a supernatural crown of beauty that will bring peace, that surpasses, that leads your understanding. It's not about getting rid of the grief, but it's about bringing peace to the grief. See, in Philippians 4, we read, peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It goes on the next verse and says what we should think about. It shows what a crown of beauty looks like. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. In your grief, in your mourning, in your legitimate loss, I encourage you today to receive God's peace. Put on a crown of beauty. Get your mind in line with God's goodness. Get your mind in line, not with your grief, but with His word and with the peace that He offers you in this season. Number two, the second thing that God gives us in times of grief and loss is joy. So He says He'll give the oil of joy instead of mourning. The oil of joy instead of mourning. Question, why joy? What an amazing thing to bring to people in the middle of their joy. If I'm in the middle of their grief, if I'm in grief, my prayer would be, Lord, bring me back to at least zero. Get me back to some sort of baseline. And God says, I want to give you joy. Is this like some sort of mood enhancement? Is this some sort of emotional transference? No, no. Joy from God is incredibly empowering. Nehemiah actually says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I don't know about you, but when I feel in grief and mourning and loss, when I feel like something's been taken away, I tell you, don't you feel that your strength goes? You get fatigue, you get tired, your capacity drops, your margin goes, your strength goes. And God says, I want to give you joy so that you are strong. I want to give you joy so that you have a strength to get through this season. To which you would say, but God, I've got nothing to be joyful about. God, I've got everything to be sad about. And here you are saying, in this season, I can be joyful. And God says, absolutely. Why? Because joy doesn't come from circumstances and people and what goes on around us and our bank account balance and the arrangements we've got in life. Joy is a fruit of God's Spirit in our lives. Galatians 5, we read about the fruits of the Spirit and they are amazing. And as you're filled with the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit do something in your life, you find these fruits grow, and one of them is joy. And when you look at joy in Galatians 5, you know, it doesn't just talk about happiness. It doesn't just talk about, you know, having a twinkle in your eye and laughing lots. That's such a kind of one aspect of joy. One of the ways that it describes joy in Galatians 5 is actually to be well, actually to have a sense of thriving, not surviving. And when we want to pray, God, get rid of my grief back to zero, that's just surviving. And God says, I want to give you joy in this season. And so in your grief, God will give you joy. In your grief, pray in the Holy Spirit. Grab a hold of the Holy Spirit. Ask for God's comfort. Ask each day, each moment, Lord, give me the work of the Holy Spirit in my life and joy, a sense of gladness, a sense of hope, a sense of wellness, a sense of overflow will start to happen in your life. And it's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. And in your, with your tears streaming down your face as you grieve, as you work through this season that you're in, you can still have great joy and great strength in your heart. My prayer is that you would have the peace of God that would deal with this, and you would have joy in your life so that you aren't in mourning emotionally, but there is a joy that leads and a joy that brings strength. Lastly, God gives us peace, God gives us joy, and God gives us praise. He says, I want to give you the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. See, praise is incredibly powerful. We all kind of know the concept of praise and worship. And we understand worship is exalting God, responding to God, but praise has a different edge to it. It's not about whether a song is fast or slow. It's not about if there is even a song at all. Praise is actually a faith response to God. If you like, praise goes out first. Praise steps out. And so when we are in our grief, God gives us praise so that we can step out of what we're feeling. In Hebrews 13, 15, it says, through Jesus, very important, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. It's a sacrifice of praise. I remember one of our personal miscarriages that happened was right before church at one of our campuses. And I remember crying with Tamia on the phone, unable to do anything about it. She had support where she was at home. And so I knew that she had the physical support and the emotional support. She wasn't in any danger. And I was left to walk in the doors at church and do church. Preach. And I just was so overwhelmed. And I remember the music started playing, and I remember it was like every cell of DNA in my body did not want to join in. But I was like, God, you are still good. I don't understand. I don't feel it, but that's irrelevant. You are still good. And so I started to sing, started to clap along, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, was it a sacrifice of praise, sacrificing my will, my emotions, my grief. It was like cutting through. It was like pushing through. It was stepping out. But as I praised, something shifted. I still felt the pain. I still felt the grief. I still feel, when I think about it, the grief of those losses. But it wasn't in charge anymore. Praise made sure that God's presence and God was on the throne. See, praise is faith in action. It steps out beyond circumstance. It steps out beyond emotion. It steps out beyond the current situation because praise has confidence in God. So, we will all experience loss in life. You might have experienced before and carry it with you. You might be feeling it now or you will feel it in the future. No matter when you feel loss, no matter when you feel grief, no matter when you feel a sense of mourning, it's important to remember it is normal, it is natural, and God is with you each and every step of the way. And in our mourning, we read in Isaiah that his anointing gives peace, joy, and praise. To people who grieve, maybe that's you in your heart, he gives beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair. No matter what you felt, maybe some people will never know the grief that you hold in your heart. I want to tell you that to your grief, for your heart, for your life, God gives beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair. God, I thank you for everyone watching today. I thank you that you know the private battles, the private burdens, the reality of the grief they feel. And Lord, I thank you that in our grief, you don't dismiss us. In our grief, you don't skim over the surface and just have some superficial well wishes for us. But Lord, you give us your absolute best in our grief. For every grieving heart, you give beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, and praise for despair. And I thank you, Lord, that as we look to you, hold on to you, and experience you in our dark seasons, that more than ever, we emerge with a testimony, a greater revelation, greater strength. Lord God, grief is never something that you want us to feel, but it is something that you understand that we feel, and you love us and are with us as we navigate through it. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts, videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.